Yo, what up? It's your boy, Kid Cope. KDE, KD Encouragement. I'm so excited to be in the house with y'all again. Once again, today, we got some dope stuff to talk about today, man. If you looked at the description before I even got ready to start talking right now, you already know I got some good stuff to talk about. Y'all gonna have to excuse me. My allergies are being a little disrespectful today, a little like on a scale of one to petty. They're disrespectful, so please excuse me if I sound a little snotty while we're rocking out today. But hey, guys, all jokes aside, I got a lot of dope content for y'all to listen to today. Hopefully, I have some things that'll make you think and make you walk away from this a little bit better than you were beforehand. As usual, every day the goal is to become a better version, and my goal is to contribute to you being that. So, with that being said, Dream Mover Podcast, Episode 9. Let's go. Let's talk about credentialing real fast. So when I think about credentialing, I think about two things. One, I think about being certified to do something, and I think about putting in a body of work to validate that I am able to do blah blah blah, which almost sounds the same as certification. But the difference is you can have a piece of paper and somebody say you're certified versus the body of work that you've put in at whatever location. So if I went to school at, no disrespect, I love my alma mater, but a person that went to school at Fayetteville State may not be looked on as highly as somebody who graduated from Harvard. And it's that tier level. However, you don't know the hustle and the drive and the work the guy put in that went to Fayetteville State. So their drive and hustle may more than outweigh what certification degree this guy got while he was at Harvard. Which brings me to my point, is you have to be certified by your hustle. You can't let anything else validate who you are as a person. You have to validate yourself through the hustle. That means you have to take the time to put the hours in to study your craft, master the craft, get it right. It's okay if you fail, because I'll tell you right now, if I was able to count on my hands how many times I failed, I would need a million hands, because I've failed so many times in my life just trying to learn what right looks like. It's not an easy thing to grow beyond who you are right now. And I'm going to tell you, as you grow older, it doesn't become any easier. Because you have to think about it like this. If right now you're sitting at a beginner's level and you want to make it to that guru god type level, by the time you get there, new technology has come out, new knowledge has come out. And for you to remain relevant and to remain credentialed by your hustle, you have to continue growing and getting smarter. There was a time where being able to market yourself just simply meant being able to shake hands with people, having a business card ready, and being able to hold a 10 to 15 minute conversation without looking down at the ground. It's not a case anymore. Now we're at a point where people will start looking for you online. They'll start checking what you're putting on the internet. They'll see if your name is relevant. They'll start checking LinkedIn profiles, all this crazy stuff, just to find out what your background looks like. So there's a lot of pieces involved in credentialing I can't even get it out right now. There's a lot involved with you credentialing who you are as an individual. So here's some things you can do to credential yourself even more. Number one, you need to set times every single week to get after your hustle. Every single week. You have to make time to sit down, open a book, hop on your phone. Me, I'm going to tell you, I'm a big phone junkie, even though sometimes I wish I wasn't. I'm a big phone junkie. Get on your phone. Do not log on Twitter. Do not log on Instagram. Don't log on the Snap. None of that stuff. Just get in there and get after your craft. Get after your body of work. Because the smarter you get at it, the better you're going to be able to do number two. Number two is apply what you've learned. There are so many of us who are smart, but you have what we like to call in the country, you got that book sense. And book sense is great, but I'm gonna tell you something. Book sense only goes so far. Once that book sense runs out, the only thing you have left is your heart and your hustle. And if you're not out here applying the things that you have learned, it does you no good. There's only certain things in life that once you've done it once or you've done it enough that it sticks forever. For me, one of those things is riding a bike. But I'm gonna tell you, I can ride a bike all day long, but I had to go back and relearn how to ride a bike with no hands on the bar. I had to go back and relearn how to do that, how to, you know, sway the body so that you can keep going straight. There are certain things that you will lose over time. Muscle memory is only maintained by doing periodic workouts. So you have to apply the knowledge that you've learned if you want it to continue to grow. The third thing I recommend that you do is you identify somebody that's in the field that you're in. And as you're seeing what they're doing, emulate what you like and get rid of what you don't. This doesn't require you running up on somebody and saying, "Hey, can you teach me how to do this? Can you teach me how?" You don't have to do all that. What you can do is merely watch people from afar, because you would be surprised how many people are watching you from afar to see the moves you're making and the moves you're not making. I can tell you that people have climbed to success over my shoulder by watching what I did not do and just doing what I did. I'm being honest with you. This podcast isn't about me trying to make myself look perfect. Because if I did, you know, you're not talking to a real individual. You're just talking to somebody trying to make themselves look good. So it is what it is. Scout what's going on. In fact, I'm going to throw one more bonus to you. Always watch the trends that are going on in your society. Stay keyed in on trends. Now, my wife, she hates getting online. She hates getting on the internet. I don't have a better word. It's not dislike. She genuinely hates having to get online and look at stuff because she hates seeing the travesties that are going on in the world, the bombings, the shootings, all that stuff. But you have to be able to get past those things. When they pop up, skip them, but look for the trends that are going on around you. Because what those trends always lead to are new gateways to things that you can implement and start doing. How do you think we went from having computers on? How do you think we went from having computers on a desk to computers in your hand, your phone, to larger computers in hand, your tablets, to computers on your wrists, your smartwatches, your Apple watches, whatever you want to call them? That all evolved over time. Same thing goes in the healthcare field. We're at a point now where guys are starting to plot brain surgery through virtual reality, putting a helmet on you, seeing your brain on screen, and they're literally walking through the process and taking notes in order of how they're going to fix your head. I personally just looked at this the other night and I found it amazing. There are so many great things that you can do if you use these factors, but each one of these factors, if you continue to progress along and do them, actively practice everything that I'm telling you, your craft will begin to build. And when the time comes for you to step up and to do what you have been credentialed to do by self, by your hustle, I guarantee you, everyone's going to know that you are credentialed by the hustle. It's Dream Mover Podcast. Next segment, cue my music. Let's go. Sometimes life is going to get overwhelming and you're going to have so many things going on that the funny thing is, you know what becomes the most challenging? What becomes the most difficult thing to do is figuring out what you should do first, because everything starts to seem like a priority. And I know how hard it is when everything feels like a priority. In fact, I'm in the military. Everything is a priority. But all jokes aside, when you can't tell which way is left and which way is right, it becomes difficult to pick the right direction that's going to benefit you in the long run. So I bring this to you for your consideration. I think one of the wisest things you can do as a person is start to figure out what is priority. Once you figure out what's priority, it becomes easy to prioritize everything. And when you can prioritize everything, your patience begins to grow. If there's one thing I've learned in the past 4 years, it's patience in the pocket. And some of you are probably like, what does that mean? So my favorite football players, the Drew Breeses, the Tom Bradys, the Cam Newton, except when he wants to be Super Cam and then he all of a sudden he's injured and he's out for some weeks. Anyway, shout out to Cam, by the way. We also got to add Russell Wilson. That's my guy. Go Hawks. I'm a Seahawks fan. But what these guys do great is they understand there's a lot of things going on around them. You got guys trying to tackle you. You got guys downfield that are ready to intercept the ball, make sure that your passes are incomplete. And in the process of all of that, there are all these options. You can run the ball. You could pitch it back to your halfback, to the fullback, and have them run the play. You could long ball it, short ball it to the tight end. Whatever it is that you want to do, there are so many different options out there. But in the midst of all the options, once you understand that there is a solution and it can be solved, if you stop, slow down, and prioritize, it's easy for you to hike the ball and step into the pocket. And once you step into that pocket, there is a calm and there's a patience there because you trust that the guys around you, i.e. the situation that you're in, is going to provide you with enough time for you to make a wise decision that is in the end going to get you the results you're looking for, i.e. first down, touchdown, whatever the case may be. So practice that patience, practice prioritizing, and that will increase your patience in the pocket and the time you feel like you can be in the midst of stress and chaos. Remember that chaos and stress are man-made. We decide what stresses us out. We decide what is going to bother us. We decide when it becomes too much and that we need to step back and reset and take a break. That's something that you and I can both decide. It doesn't do it to itself. It doesn't just do it because it can. That's on you. So take some time, pause your life, reprioritize, and once you've got that patience, that clarity in the pocket, pick who you want to throw to, i.e. select your priority, and throw the long ball, get this touchdown, and let's get this ring. Just make sure when it's time to run the ball, you run the ball. Shout out to Pete Carroll. It's Dream Over Podcast. Next segment, cue my music. Let's go. Stop caring about money. Some of y'all are sitting out there right now like, but make no mistake, I did say it right. I want you to stop caring about money. Here's the deal. There are so many people who put money in the forefront in their life. You borderline worship money. And it should bother you. It should really bother you that you allow a piece of paper to have that much control over your life. It really should. I don't think there's a human being alive out here that truly is after money. Because let's be honest. There are so many forms of currency out there in the world. You have your paper bills, paper dollar bills. You have the peso, you have the yuan, you have yen. You have all these different, if you're a Dragon Ball Z person, you got Zenny. But anyway, matter of fact, we even got, let's use the latest and greatest. You have your Bitcoins. There are so many different forms of money out there. And all of them do the exact same thing. They help you to do some sort of transaction that leads to something. So let me tell you right now, change your wordplay. You're not out here trying to bust your butt. You're not putting in all these hours at work for money. That's not what you're there for. Let me break it down a little bit deeper to validate what I'm talking about. Do you really wake up in the morning at like 6, 5, 4? Some of us wake up late, 8 o'clock. Do you really wake up that late? Just so, or early, just to get dressed and go to a job that you will then spend most of your day at away from your family and your friends and from your personal blah, blah, blah. Just so someone can hand you a certain amount of money to have in your hands so you can say, look, I have this. Are you finding glory in a piece of paper? That piece of paper got you that gassed, huh? That paper got you that hype? Well, I really, really hope that money doesn't have you that gassed. I truly hope it doesn't. Because you're not out here looking for the money. No, 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 no. You don't care about the money. You truly don't care about it. You've been made to believe that it's all about the money, but it's not about the money. You only want that paper. You want that coin. You want that electronic currency to make moves in your life for yourself and for those around you that you care about. You care about knowing that if something happens in your life that is detrimental, that if everything blows up, crash, boom, cymbals, bam, bloosh, whatever the case may be, you want to know that if stuff breaks down and goes all downhill, that you can protect the ones you love, that you can protect yourself, that you can protect what you own. And when you know you can do that, it leads to a feeling and a sensation of peace, of calm, of happiness, of excitement, of joy. Tearful, maybe, for those who get it after not having it for so long. You want that emotion that comes with it. You want the abilities that come with it. You don't get a piece of paper just to have it. You may take a piece of paper to go get a car. Once you get the car, the money doesn't matter anymore because now you got the car. Because now you're happy because now you have a peace and a comfort knowing you can drive from place to place. If you have a huge surgery coming up and your insurance doesn't cover it, the minute you pass that money off to pay for the insurance or to pay off that bill, the money is irrelevant now. The only thing that matters is you have the peace of knowing that everything is paid for and there's not going to be some big bill or debt that you owe to somebody else. Because you know when you owe money to somebody, you're pretty much a slave to somebody. Because you owe them something in return now or in the future. And if you don't pay your debt, it'll always be lingering over your shoulder. This is real life truth. Money should not control your moves. What should control your moves is what you want. What you truly want in life based off of having that currency. So if it's a family that is at peace, a family that is in love and happy, then that money can help to produce that happiness. It can contribute. It'll never be the final factor. The final factor is inside of your heart and in your soul. That's where the final factor of happiness, peace, calm, love, everything is at. But that's where it all comes from. So I say to you, I encourage you, rethink the way that you consider the priority level that you put money at. Because you may think money is high up on your list, but I guarantee you, if you truly sat down and reassessed it, money's not that high. What's high to you is having the peace, the love, and the happiness to know that whatever you do, there is something in a bank account somewhere that can help you get to what you want or can maintain what you already have. Don't care about money so much. Care about what you can do with it. Stream Mover Podcast. Next segment. Let's go. So once Kanye West said in the song that I love a lot, I'm not going to put a lot of his music out there, but he said, you know, your attitude determines your latitude, and I'm going to leave it right there. I really believe your attitude determines your latitude, but I believe the only way that your attitude can do so, your attitude determines your latitude when you give yourself and what's been given to you gratitude. So what I want to talk about real quick is gratitude. Look here. Anything that you want in life, you can get. This is truth. But you only get it when ready for it. So as you prepare yourself to get the next thing in life that is meant for you, be thankful for what you currently have. And show gratitude every single day, whether it's in your private time, whether it's a sub, whether even if it's in your conscious, you're just thankful for what you have. Based off your religion, you pray to your God and tell him you appreciate it. You tell her you appreciate it. Sometimes it's by giving contributions out to society, letting your actions speak in place of the words on the tip of your tongue. But take time every single day to give thanks. Don't just let that day in November be the one time you want to give thanks. Because just as quick as you receive it is as quick as it can be taken away, and it can vanish just that fast. How quickly do large companies like WorldCom that are on top of the world collapse, and now they're bankrupt, and now they have perished and they don't exist? How quickly a Toys R Us is sitting on top of the world, and all of a sudden is filing bankruptcy and shutting down multiple stores? How quickly a man or a woman can have a huge net worth, and one comment on a website or one game on an app can cause an entire company to collapse, and for a man to lose over $100,000, $100 million in his net worth. Shout outs to Rihanna, by the way. These are all true things to life. You have to be appreciative for what you have. When you are not appreciative of what you have, it's only a matter of time before it goes away. And the more you show that you are thankful for what you have, the more room you begin to make for what is next to come. Gratitude should be a synonym for humility. It really should. I know it's a characteristic, but I know it should be a synonym, because the two almost go hand for hand. If you do one, more blessings, more growth, more prosperity come on the other side of all of those. So I recommend to you, take some time today to be thankful for what you have. So when the next thing comes, you're happier, because now you're happy for what you already have. And now you got something new to put with the rest of the toys, to put with the family, to put in that hall of fame that you have built in your house, and that hall of fame you have built in your heart. Dream Mover Podcast, we're going to keep it moving. Next segment, let's go. We live in a world now where not everything is safe anymore. In fact, it almost feels like nothing is safe. We live in a day and age where someone can walk up in your church and shoot you dead daylight. We live in a society where you can go outside to merely get your mail, and a tripwire is there and it causes an explosion. We're living in a society right now where you can't go to a concert without worrying if there's a sniper in the bushes, if there's a sniper in a building, if there's someone with a 15 waiting on you. This is sad. The truth is, you have to remain vigilant at all times. I'm not telling you to walk around paranoid, walk around with a chip on your shoulder, but I'm telling you, please pay attention to your surroundings. People give off telltale signs. People give clues that something's going to happen. A friend once told me, in fact, not only a friend, but a notable marketer by the name of Jim Rohn says, success leaves clues. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also here to tell you that just like success leaves clues, problems, issues, negative events will also leave clues. And they will always let you know, warning, 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 this is coming, warning, warning, this is coming, warning, warning, boom. It's too late. This is a time frame in the world where you have to be careful. You have to pay attention. You cannot just go every day thinking that everything is just honky-dory happy. Nobody's safe, and money is not protecting people anymore either. Money's not protecting people either. There's people with money out here getting killed. There's people with high stature out here getting killed. In fact, there are people out here who are innocent who are still being found guilty. Keep your eyes open. Don't allow people to put you in a position that's going to set you up for failure. Don't let somebody put you in a position to where you can't defend yourself. Because I've been there. I've been the guy who didn't keep receipts of conversations. And I ended up paying for something I didn't do. Now, we're not talking with jail time, but we are talking about getting yelled at by a boss. We are talking about ending up in situations where your credibility could be in question, and now you have to defend yourself tooth and nail to make sure people still know that you are someone to be trusted and respected. I've been there. I've seen it. Overcame it too. But you've got to be real with yourself. You got to be real with you. If you don't protect yourself, who else is going to protect you? You can't wait on the police. You can't wait on your government. And this is not to say they're doing a bad nor a good job. But if you're waiting on someone else to protect you, you are setting yourself up for the okie doke. Be careful. Keep your eyes open. Childish Gambino said it best. Stay woke. If you're sleeping, they gonna find you. They go catch you while you're sleeping. They go find you. Because they out here creeping. Hey, I'm done for the day, y'all. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Let's get out of here. Yo, what up, guys? It's me again. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast today. If you guys could do me a really, really, really big favor, make sure you guys are following me on social media. On Facebook, it's KDE63. Instagram, it is KDAE63. And on Twitter, same as Facebook, it is KDE63. Make sure you're following me. I'll be up there asking questions. I'll be trying to get your feedback, trying to see how this podcast is going and what I can do to give you guys better content. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, and on top of that, I want to start doing some interviews up here. So if you want me to start interviewing, send me a message on one of my social media links. You can download the Anchor app too, and we can get up here and I'll interview you. I don't care if you're the CEO of a company or you're flipping fries. I know you got a dope story that you want to put out to the world and you want to let people know that you are here. And this is going to last to the end of time, baby, to the end of time. So that means they're going to know not only are you here right now, but in the future, they're going to know you were here. And they're going to know just how cool and how fresh and how dope of a person you are. And I think your voice deserves to be heard. So make time. Send me that quick connection. Follow me on Twitter, on the book. Follow me on the gram. Send me a message. Let me know, hey, KDE, I want to get on the podcast. I want you to interview me. And as soon as you send it to me, you and I'll set it up. We'll make it happen. I just want to hear your voice and see how you feel. Hey, not to mention on the Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Google Play, please make sure you guys go up there. Leave some comments, leave some stars. I don't care if you go up there and leave one star. Leave me something so I know whether this is working for you guys or what I need to add or better contribute to you. I'm all about taking care of y'all and giving you the best show I possibly can. So with that being said, y'all be blessed. Take care. It's KDE63. I'll see you guys with another podcast episode. Until that time, move your dreams, move the world. We out of here. Hey, power down.